This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Afghanistan has fallen, and so has Kabul, and so has the reputation of Joe Biden. Not that his reputation could fall any farther. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The new Saigon is upon us, and as much as Joe Biden wants to run from that reference, man, it didn't go well when he said that. Well, there are not going to be any helicopters in. No, there'll be airplanes, and people will be chasing those airplanes down the runway and begging to get on. I said in the first hour, I went out, I wanted to relive that Vietnam thing. I was a child when Vietnam was going, but I remember certain things about it. The clamor to get out of there. And of course, I've seen the movies, Good Morning Vietnam and all other, you know, many of the others. And I wasn't up to speed on the politics of the time, but I understood it a little bit. So I went back and reflected and said, let me go look at these pictures. And I went and looked at the pictures, and they are starkly equivalent to what's happening right now in Afghanistan. And it reminded me of what people say. If at first you don't succeed, remove all evidence that you ever tried, because that's what the left would like to do. They would like to remove the evidence that Biden even – can we get a do-over? But they can't get a do-over. And we need a do-over. You know how we need a do-over? We need a do-over in our election. We need an actual fair election so we can have a real leader that would show you the difference. And see, here's the thing. The thing that the Democrats hate about this situation is everybody intuitively knows Trump had a handle on this. He would have handled it dramatically different. Joey Demento is not mentally prepared to deal with foreign issues of this magnitude. And he's proving it. They had to drag the dude out of Camp David. And so he comes out and he goes on, well, listen, everything that my people have been saying on the news, I believe, you know, this is Trump's fault. It was the May 1st deadline. That's what did it. I didn't want to have to send a bunch of troops back in. And people are going, yeah, but you had to send a bunch of troops back in. And the chaos that ensued looks like Vietnam, April 30th, 1975. Wow. P.J. O'Rourke said that people should be tested for stupidity, greed, ignorance, and the love of power. That's leftism. Leftism is all that. See, forget about drugs. A drug addict, that's going to end badly. But if you have stupidity in ignorance, and you're greedy and you want power, I just described Congress. Everybody in there is there not because they want, not everybody, but the majority of them are there not because they want to serve, not because they feel like they are the lesser of us and that we've entrusted them to say, look, when I say the lesser, I don't mean they're lesser, you know, intelligent or whatever. I'm saying they understand they represent us. They work for us. This is a really interesting master-slave relationship where you make a slave out of a representative, but in effect, they represent you and you've given them your authority by proxy, which makes them your master. It's a delicate relationship that you have to, it takes special people to realize that, because see, that power is an elixir. And it's, Democrats are drunk on it. So drunk that they are willing now to tell you what they do publicly. They know you know that they stole the election from us. They don't care. They see the outcome of the stolen election, the unemployment numbers through the roof. They cook the books on everything. They've completely raided the Treasury with this Wu flu nonsense, and now the vaccine, they're forcing things on you, and they're making you self, you know, imprisoned, etc. And they know exactly why they're doing it, because it increases their power. They're drunk on that power that you've given to them freely. And now they're mad that you want to take it back. How dare you? Biden's situation in Afghanistan, folks, sheds a light on all of his policies. I've been saying this now for a few days, but I don't need to tell you this. Nothing Biden has done, unless it follows the Trump situation, the Trump doctrine, is of any good. And I'm not saying Trump was one, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, but Trump was a pragmatist. He says, keep people in Mexico. Don't let them come across here, and then we've got to process them. Mexico, you're going to keep them there. He says, you know what, we'll look at DACA, but we're going to stop the pipeline of illegals coming in. We're going to protect our borders. We're going to give the empower Border Patrol to get these people out. We're going to look for terrorists in our midst. And I could go on. And you know what they say? He's a xenophobe. I mean, it's insane. Don't think Democrats, folks, are not plotting against us in other areas as we focus on this international disgrace of Joe Biden. That fat budget proposal to get $3.5 trillion more from you and another $1.9 trillion in COVID relief, all that stuff's still processing. They're going to fund their next series of larcenies, their next series of lies, because they want that spigot to keep running. And you stay on that treadmill. Woo-hoo, you're the hamster on the treadmill just running along, and they love it. And this is a distraction. And yeah, it looks bad for them, but they're not going to, don't think they're going to stop. Like, oh man, this is terrible. We got to back off of our plans to fleece America of all of its money and these people. You're pansies, you're pawns. That's how they think of you. And it's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change it is you. You deciding that you're going to make a difference. Martin Luther King said, nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity. That's what the Democrats, the people that support those people that are in power, that's what they bring to the party. Sincere ignorance that they disguise as science and whatever else, and conscientious stupidity. They are stupid, knowingly so in many cases, and will not change because they're in the cult of leftism. So, you know, nothing. It's up to us to make a difference. It's up to us to point these things out. It's up to us to magnify. When something like this occurs, and the first thing you should do is point the finger and say, if he can miss the mark on this, don't you think he's missed the mark on all these other things? Do you see his press conference? He comes out, walks out with a mask on. He's 50 feet away from anybody, then takes it off at the podium. What do you think that's for? We'll be back, folks. Lots to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Cuomos must be celebrating right now. They must be throwing parties right now and loving them some Joe Biden. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. You want to know why? He got the love guff kicked out of the news cycle. Joey Biden, Joey Demento. He performed so bad in his role as commander-in-chief. He's an embarrassment to our military. He's an embarrassment to our nation. And it's so bad that a dude who resigned, a guy who was a president, quite frankly, as big as the president of the United States, he's a president of New York, the governor, he gets kicked out of the news cycle after molesting is the low number is 11. I've heard 13. We know it's many more than that. His brother, Chris, who went to help him, Mr. CNN, you know, the weightlifting muscle jock, he was practically suspended. The Cuomo family should be sending the White House a bouquet of beautiful flowers. Because, let me tell you, it couldn't get any worse for the love gov. This guy was supposed to be getting indicted, people going after him, and now he's page 16 of the lifestyle section. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Two ways to get a hold of us, and I hope you will. Wow, man. Think of so many big things that got kicked off. By the way, as I said earlier in a previous segment, don't think the Democrats are resting. Don't think that they feel like their backs are against the wall, so they're not going to go out and get their money. Are you kidding? That when things like this happen, they let no crisis go to waste, and that just accelerates their want for your cash. As you sit here listening to me, probably in the comfort of your car, your home, or somewhere, I want you to think about what's going on in Kabul. Right now, they say we're already looking at relocating 30,000 Afghan refugees to military bases, American military bases. That number's going to grow. I want you to understand what's happened. This isn't some, you know, takeover of an army who's deposing the de facto leader like what happens in Haiti and African countries and all that. And a few people may die in that. No, this is the Taliban is going to look for retribution. Those who supported the U.S. Think about this. There is a generation of people who grew up under normalcy in Afghanistan. With our military presence there, with a government that was established, good or bad, however you want to look at it, it was established. Businesses went back to normal. When the United States is policing, there's some level of normalcy. That's what occurred. And let me tell you, that's not what's happening now. The place is a train wreck, and you know who's suffering the most? I already said it earlier, women and children. Women are probably being raped and ravaged, and in many ways, children as well. Kids are being separated from their parents. Everything you can imagine. Think about the Mexican border situation, and then think about Kabul. Which would you rather be facing? Do you think there's anybody who would be going towards Kabul right now to get involved? There are people still amassing on our border. There's nobody. Everybody wants out over there. Yeah. And Biden comes out and says it's Trump's fault. And then he argued, we shouldn't stay. Nobody's even arguing that we shouldn't stay. What people is questioning is Biden's approach for leaving. You know, the turn, tail, and run strategy. And as I asked earlier, you know, man, it's a serious thing when they wake the old man up from his nap, get him out of his cage, put him in a suit, get him to walk over to the podium. It takes a lot of effort just to get that kind of stuff out of him. And his 15-minute speech on Afghanistan, that threw his cycle off for about a week. But, oh, guess what he did in the meantime? Food stamp stipends went from $127 a month to $142 a month. So everybody on food stamps, 42 million people, are going to get an additional $15 a month. I guess they can add that to the 16 cents they saved on the 4th of July. If you saw Biden's speech, let me ask you, did he calm your nerves? I'm sure the Afghan people were relieved that Biden got out of Camp David or wherever he was hiding and gave a speech. Because, you know, Biden has that way about him. You know, that creepy Uncle Joey way that makes you never want to be in a room alone with him. But for the leftists, that translates to authority on the world stage. Yeah, Mr. Magoo is an authority. He's making people really believe in what the United States is going to do. Oh, we're going to be there to protect you. His own State Department people, listen, this is not an abandonment. It's not. You know, it's the black kid's dad who's saying, yeah, I'm going to go get some milk, little Ray Ray. I'll be back. He's like, Daddy, you ain't coming. No, I'll be back. I'll be back. I swear. Don't tell Mama, though. But I'll be back. He wants people to believe. We'll be back. We haven't abandoned you. We're still around. Don't worry. We'll take you back. We'll, you know, I know things look dire right now. Things look worse. Look, before, when I was talking about this a couple days ago, I knew it was bad. I knew it was, and you can empathize. You can put yourself in a situation. But, I mean, I've never been in an escape situation, you know, where I had to run for my life with my family, knowing that the people coming have, the Taliban, the people that cut heads off and stick them on post? Let somebody, you think the Salem witch trials were bad? Let somebody put the, here, or here, help the Americans. Oh, head off on a post. It's like one of my friends from Ethiopia, he came to the United States. He says, yeah, Kevin, I said, how'd you get here? Did you get the lottery? He goes, no. He goes, I got asylum. I said, you got asylum? He said, how? He said, because I was headed home, and two of my friends ran up to me and said, you can't go home. The head of your best friend is rolling in the streets. They're looking for you. He says, I turned around and left. That was the last I saw of Ethiopia. Went over into Somalia. He says, because I asked him the way the conversation came up. I said, how many countries in Africa have you been to? He says, one, two, three. And I went, oh, really? You know, like, were you visiting? He goes, no. Ethiopia and the two countries I had to escape through in order to get to the United States. And he goes on to tell his story. I swear I need to have him on the radio. And you're sitting there going, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no, man. He says, man, I went 30 days without no bathing at all. He goes, oh, Lord. He goes, I could barely stand myself. It was so nasty. He goes, when I got to I can't remember where. Not Switzerland. Anyway, he got to asylum. They flew him somewhere, and he goes, he knew he had left Ethiopia. He says, Kevin, I kissed the ground. He said, when I got to America, I kissed the ground again. He goes, I was so happy to be out of there. Anyway, we got more to talk about this chaotic situation brought on by the Biden administration. Keep it here.
Jackson Radio Show.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is working to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban establishes control. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business she doesn't have an issue with the decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, only the execution of the plan.
We had multiple administrations, Republican and Democrat, that agreed that we needed to get out of Afghanistan. What has gone wrong is the how we got out. This has been a debacle, an utter and total failure of leadership at the highest levels.
The Sackler family, who owns Purdue Pharma, is asking to be immune from many ongoing and future company-related civil claims. David Sackler warning if this doesn't happen, his family would pull out of the massive opioid epidemic settlement. USA Radio News. The fully vaccinated governor of Texas tests positive for COVID-19. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has more on the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
Abortion giant Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block four pro-life laws in Montana, which were set to take effect October 1st. The laws would ban abortion after 20 weeks, restrict access to abortion pills, require people who perform abortions to ask patients if they would like to view an ultrasound, and ban insurance plans that cover abortions from the federal exchange. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's happening now could just as easily happen 5 years ago or 15 years in the future. You have to be honest. Our mission in Afghanistan has taken many missteps, made many missteps over the past two decades. I'm now the fourth American president to preside over war in Afghanistan. Two Democrats and two Republicans. I will not pass this responsibility on to a fifth president. I will not mislead the American people by claiming that just a little more time in Afghanistan will make all the difference. Nor will I shrink from my share of responsibility for where we are today and how we must move forward from here. I am president of the United States of America, and the buck stops with me.
Biden can't help plagiarize even when he's giving. I mean, the buck stops with me. The buck stops here. That's what he's doing. And I get it. I mean, everybody takes some poetic license here. But the buck stops with me. Whatever. As I said earlier, the Afghan citizens have to feel very comforted that Joe Biden, got out of his PJs, his pajama boy outfit, put on a suit and his mask and stood in front of a camera and gave them all the assurances that he can't do anything. And I love how he started his speech. Let's be honest. From a guy who's a pathological liar and who serves because of a theft of the presidency. And he starts his speech by saying, let's be honest. And then what's he do? He gives you the history. It's had many missteps. This mission's had many missteps over the decades, the two decades. It isn't just me. Oh, and by the way, it's been even. It's two Democrats and two Republicans. It isn't just me. And then he tells us something like, as if we're fighting. No, stay in Afghanistan, man. You better stay there. Nobody wants to stay. He says, I'm not passing it on. Neither was Trump. See, what Biden and the White House and the rest of the minions want you to believe is that he's the one putting an end to this. Donald Trump already put a date and said, we're leaving. We're out of here. We're going to help you as much as we can. He says, look, you can't ignore the biggest part of your population, the Pashtuns. You can't. It would be like going to Scandinavia and saying, look, Sweden and saying, look, we're going to come over here and black people are going to run Sweden and we're going to ignore the Swedes. Trump realizes, he says, look, you may not like them. They may be you know, backwards hillbillies as far as you're concerned, but they have to have a seat at the table because they're not going to quit fighting. So we're going to get out of the middle of it, but we'll bring you to the table. Let me ask you, who's got a better track record of that? Trump, by bringing Israel and the Middle East together? Trump, by bringing North and South Korea together? Or all the other politicians who've kicked the can down the road? Who's got a better chance? So Biden goes on to say, I'm not passing it on, as if he was the first one to come up with the idea. And then I love this part. I won't mislead us. And he says, I won't shrink from my responsibility. The buck stops with me. What buck? What buck stops with him? Has he looked at what's going on in this country? Worse, has he looked at, and for the record, I don't care that the Taliban has been declared legitimate. I don't care. That would be like me saying, okay, there's the Crips and the Bloods, and a Crip is going to run for the, you know, for city council in Chicago, and he's going to be backed by all the Crips. He's going to represent the South Side of Chicago. What do I care? They want to elect him. That's their business. Maybe he wants to go legit. I look at it this way. If the Taliban wants to come from out of the hills and join legitimate government, join civilized society, why would we stop them? Okay, let me use real life as an example. I've talked about this before. When I was a kid growing up, gunfire, the idea of guns was not even an issue. We all knew people had guns. People would shoot at each other for no reason, and you just get to the point where you're like, oh, so-and-so shot Ray. Yeah, well, he was doing something. He was doing this. You rationalized it, and it seemed okay. And I told the story of my uncle and his brother-in-laws shooting at each other. Now, it seemed normal. It seemed okay. My uncle was beating their sister, beating his wife, my aunt. His brother-in-law say, hey, you're not going to hit our sister. So they wanted to get even with him. They knew he had a gun. He knew they had a gun, so they were going to shoot it out. But as I got older, I was like, why couldn't they just talk? Why couldn't they just talk? Why couldn't they sit down and say, what is your problem, dude? You need to get some counseling. Because they weren't taught how to do it. You have a bunch of angry people running around this country. Whenever I give you the Chicago statistics of shootings on the weekend, whenever I give you the numbers of crime and what's increased in America, I'm giving you the count of angry people. You know, I'll use sexual assault as an example. They say it's not about sex, it's about power. Why are these people so... Would dare sexually assault another person? Why do they want that power? Because they feel powerless. They don't feel like they have a seat at the table. Why do you think these Taliban do what they do? I don't have an answer for you per se, but I can tell you the psychology of it. They want a seat at the table. Let me go back to me. If you keep me as a caged animal, living in the street, you know, angry, mad, my mother died, my dad's in San Quentin prison, the world seems against me, and everybody's telling me that there's no hope and no whatever, what do you think's going to happen? I'm gonna act out. I'm going to be an animal. But if you say, Kevin, come in. I want to hear you. Come talk to me. Come cry if you need to. Come vent if you need to. I'm going to become a civilized person who no longer wants to handle things violently. Oh, don't misunderstand me. That Negro still exists within me, but I can control it. But if you want to go there, you know, so you want to bring out the jungle, we can get to the jungle. So the point is, we in order to civilize the world, we got to civilize it. We have to address the very people that you think you can't. It would be like me saying, let's ignore the gangbangers. Let's ignore the kids who are suffering from PTSD, who are running the gauntlet to get home and to school every day and worried about all the things that we're talking about. The crime that we talk about anecdotally, they face geometrically every single day. And we just kind of want to talk around it. What Biden is doing is he's doing exactly that. He's shrinking from his responsibilities. Now they want to blame Trump. Trump wants to sit down with those terrorists. He's the one that legitimized the Taliban. And I asked you guys the other day, remember when Barack Obama said he would sit down with terrorists? And we mocked him. Many of us mocked him. Many of us, what is he talking about? We don't sit down with terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists. You know, because you go right back to this, you know, to the dog whistle. Oh, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Why? Who told you that? You don't negotiate with somebody in a terrorist situation. I get that. But just because you consider somebody a terrorist doesn't mean they're terrorists. You want me to give you a good example? America. I was at the Hermitage. I read the Anti-Indian Act or whatever when Andrew Jackson described the Indians as savages. And you know why they described them as savages? Because we wanted their land, and they dared to fight for it. And we call them savages. Now, I'm not making excuses for the Taliban or the whomever, the Pashtuns and whoever else. If you want to take over the world and you think your religion is the dominant religion and you want to subjugate me, I got a real problem with you. But I don't have a problem with you as an individual saying, it's my land, it's my life. I'm completely libertarian with your life as long as it doesn't infringe on mine. Completely. So, who's the real savages here? I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I'm not just going to jump to conclusions and go, we're not going to negotiate with the Taliban because somebody's given us an idea of what the Taliban is. The Taliban are men and women who, under whatever circumstances they live, feel that they need to fight for their country. If that does not involve the destruction of me, I don't give a crap what they do. But Biden has shrunk from his responsibility. He acts as if he can't go talk to them because Trump, you know, he legitimized. That's what the media is trying to make it. Oh, Donald Trump legitimized the Taliban. No, he didn't. The Taliban were legit. You want to know why? Ordained by God. Legit as human beings who have a problem and believe they have a purpose. And as I said, as long as that purpose doesn't infringe upon my life or life of people I love, I don't care what their purpose is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the new Saigon, Joe Biden's Bay of Pigs, as Leon Panetta described it, and leftism in general. I've told you many times, leftism has no recourse but to die on a vine. It's a death spiral. Start the argument and start the spin, because it's going to go downhill fast and it's going to end up in nowhere, no man's land. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, a purveyor of truth on this show. Definitely not going to hold any punches. going to tell you the way that it is. And the way that it is right now is you're witnessing the coup and the outcome of the coup that the Democrats did. And they thought, ooh, look at us. We stole an election. And now, you know, we got everything we want. We're getting money. We're fleecing these people with this woo-flu stuff. Next thing, climate change. And we'll go after them with education. We'll keep them dumb and stupid, et cetera, et cetera. And our nefarious plan will work out great. But they forgot one thing. They put a demented dude in place. They forgot one thing. Leftism never succeeds because it is counterintuitive to the natural order of things. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So Joe Biden came out finally. They dragged him out and he made his comments. He says, well, we've been there 20 years. The missions have had many missteps. Let me tell you what this mission did for 20 years. 20 years, there is a generation of kids that don't even know fighting and all the stuff that was going on in Afghanistan. They don't know it. They had law and order. They had schools. They had businesses. They watched their parents love one another and you know, interact the way you would here in America. They had the beginnings of a democracy. Whether you like it or not, they had the beginnings of capitalism. They had the beginnings of something, but it was far different than what their previous generations knew, which was squalor, constant warfare, tribal warfare, etc. We came in and played intermediary. We policed it. And Donald Trump said, you know what? Not our role. We need to get out. Joe Biden wants you to think he's the one who did it. And by what Trump realized, and rightfully so, is that, you know what, whether you like it or not, the Taliban exists here. They are human beings. Think of them as the black folks of America, the Taliban. And they want to be heard. Oh, yeah, you're going to listen to us. Mm-hmm. And they instead of it being through the vote, which black people voted in mass for the nonsense that they get. But the Taliban said, no, we're going to fight for ours because we don't have a civilized government. So the United States says, we'll civilize your government. We'll give you a vote. And while that civilization was occurring, Trump said, come on in. We'll sit, have a seat at the table. And now the Democrats are going, how dare he give them a seat at the table? I think Pompeo was one of the first people in America to meet with the Taliban leaders. You know what that did? That gave them respect. They were like, wow, people are listening to us. Isn't that what the supposedly what black people wanted when we riot nowadays? In the old days, Martin Luther King just did sit-ins and we did marches and we sang old Negro spirituals. But the Taliban's not doing that. They're just saying, we want to see the table. We're going to do enough, raise enough heck, holy heck, that people will finally pay attention. Now, they're not looting necessarily, even though there was some looting in Kabul. They said, we want to be heard. I promise you, when most people are acting out, all they're telling you is, I want to be heard. Now, China played its role in the coup against President Trump. But they succeeded in something far greater because they took down a legitimate government and replaced that government with a puppet. And that puppet's name is Joey Demento. Should come as no surprise to anybody, folks, that Biden screwed the pooch in Afghanistan. If you watch his actions on anything, you can't be surprised by that. Even Democrats have come to realize that only a brain-damaged moron would implement an exit strategy like that of Joe Biden's. And the media isn't buying the "it's Trump's fault" trope. Biden is finally being hung out to dry. Jake Tapper, Jim Acosta, they torched the Biden administration, and I use my finger quotes, for its handling of the Afghan pullout. And leave it to Trump to showcase leftist buffoonery, even if it's only from the outside looking in, because Donald Trump said, we're leaving and we're getting out of here. And he would have done it in an orderly fashion. There would have been no danger to Americans in leaving. Moreover, Trump proved to be not a warmonger as they wanted you to think that he was, because he wanted our troops out. He was de-escalating wars while Barack Obama was getting Nobel Peace Prize for waging wars in three different areas of the world. When Donald Trump took over, he was de-escalating all of it. I already talked about what he did to bring Israel and the Middle East together and North and South Korea. This man had a track record of success in this. He would have gotten the Taliban and the Afghan government to sit down together and formulate a deal had he not been taken out. But instead, as one pundit assessed the situation in Kabul, Biden did a handover of Afghanistan to the Taliban. Fox News' Chris Wallace affirmed that the Taliban would take over Afghanistan. I played these clips earlier. All they needed to do was wait for a feckless leftist to take the helm and then strike. And that's what the Taliban did. The Taliban takeover of Afghanistan confirmed what most Americans know intimately. Leftism sucks. And leftism selected one of its weakest members as its leader. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that the majority of Democrats wanted Joe Biden as their leader? Because I will tell you, I guarantee you they didn't. And now the Taliban is a legitimate government. And the people really in charge of this country, they know it. Here's what Zero Hedge wrote. Late last month, the world beheld the unusual footage of Taliban commanders being warmly received by China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in the Chinese city of Tianjin. That trip included the Islamic terror group's co-founder, Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar, and a rare visit widely seen as an attempt of the jihadist to gain legitimacy abroad. It appears to have paid off. Given that now at a moment the Taliban is scoring victory in victory on the ground, they are eyeing the sought-after price of Kabul. And now U.S. News and World Report writes that China is prepared to recognize the Taliban as the legitimate ruler of Afghanistan if it succeeds in toppling the Western-backed government in Kabul. And that's what it has succeeded in doing. So the Chinese have said to the Taliban and reached out, probably helped them in some ways with arms. Who knows? I don't know. Don't know. Don't care. Has nothing to do with me. On a human level, I care. I don't believe, I don't know who should be in charge of what, but what I will say is everybody should have a voice. Now, that's not going to happen, despite Nancy Pelosi's protestations of, you better have a woman participate. Or we're going to be mad here in America, you know. And by the way, you better make sure that women make as much as men when you establish your government. And they better be fair. And there better be EEOC and Department of Labor. And you better make sure. And the Taliban is like, who is this woman? I mean, they're laughing at these idiots. The State Department issues a decree. You better make sure your government is fair over there. You know, now that you've kicked our butts and you've embarrassed us. So, they said, the U.S. News report, they say, has learned a prospect that undercuts the Biden administration's remaining source of leverage over the insurgent network as it continues its startling campaign to regain control. You can't get any more legit on the world stage than China these days, folks. And China's top-tier legitimacy happened because of one thing. The coup, the ousting of President Donald Trump. Here's what I can guarantee you. The Chinese would never have made that overture to the Taliban if Trump were in office. They wouldn't have done it. However, with Trump gone, the Chinese now set the course for how the rest of the world behaves. Trump interrupted the Chinese in this master plan of how they would infiltrate. They have spies in every country. They have operatives in every country. They are using the power of money to corrupt people all over the world, so they have a finger in everything that they believe is the future. And Trump noticed it. He says, wait a minute, you're taking over our biggest natural resources, you're shipping over metal, precious metals and steel and things like this to us. You're doing it through these clever trade deals through other countries and all, and you're destabilizing our economy as well as our currency. And he stopped it. But Biden can't stop anything because he's a puppet.
This is
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.